binds Central America, South America, and the Caribbean to maintaining our region of the world free of nuclear weapons. Negotiators of the treaty were aware, of course, that the commitment of their countries to a nuclear weapon-free Latin America and Caribbean required equivalent commitments from nuclear weapon states to provide the region with assurances they would never use nuclear weapons or threaten to use them against it. These are the so-called negative security assurances. Notwithstanding Tlatelolco's enduring success, the interpretative declarations made by some nuclear weapon states when adhering to its Protocol 2 were elaborated in a manner that can be read as de facto reservations, poorly aligned with the tenets and objectives of the treaty, if not in contradiction with them. They are not the full scope NSAs the region feels would match and reciprocate the standards set by the Tlatelolco undertaking of a nuclear weapon-free coexistence amongst its members. It is therefore imperative that two states engage with OPANAL in a dialogue to review and either withdraw or modify these declarations, thereby fulfilling their commitments under Action 9 of the 2010 NPT Action Plan. With regard to a multilateral treaty on NSA, we lament that for such a long time, this initiative has been kept on the back burner precisely by those states better positioned to bring it to fruition. For Brazil, a negotiation on NSA at this point would have to be understood in the light of the general prohibition on possession, use, and threat of use of nuclear weapons established by the TPNW. An NSA treaty at the current juncture would be useful if it improves on the half-hearted assurances given by nuclear weapon states to nuclear weapon-free zones, as in the case of Tlatelolco, and to the extent that they do not end up legitimizing possession, use, or threat of use of nuclear weapons, or providing further pretext for reneging on nuclear disarmament obligations, including those established under Article 6 of the NPT. A multilateral treaty on NSA is in principle a step in the right direction, depending on the scope and formulation of obligations taken on by nuclear weapon states, but will not and cannot obfuscate the fact that the possession, use, and threat of use of nuclear weapons shall continue to be considered a violation of international law, particularly of international humanitarian law and the international law of human rights, and now of the TPNW. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
I'd like to thank Ambassador Piotta of Brazil for his statement. And the next speaker on my list is the Ambassador